everybody, and welcome back to Rethinking Supply Chain. This is Diana Chen, and I'm here with your host, John Abrams. Today, we have a special guest with us, Peter Montross. He is the EVP of Commercial Operations at Venzee, working with John. And today, we are going to continue our conversation from last week about content distribution. But today, we're going to talk about how content distribution service models have evolved over time. So I'm just going to throw it over to you guys, John and Peter. And why don't you start by telling us a little bit about the history of content distribution and how that's evolved into where we are today?
So Peter actually has a lot more years actually in the content distribution space. When I started to understand what digital product information was, so all the descriptors that define what a product is beyond just pure supply chain weights and measures, dimensions, but romance copies, so something that describes the product. When I was starting to get exposed to the digital need or the need for the digital side of a product, I was at Cardinal Health, and Cardinal managed about, at least in my domain, about 600,000 active SKUs, so stock keeping units or products, a thing. And it's kind of an overwhelming amount of information. But when we were trying to get that moved somewhere else, that's when I started to discover that there were not really easy ways. You can't stuff 600,000 attributes into a spreadsheet and send it to someone and expect that they're going to be able to do anything with that in a useful way. And Peter was really, at the time I was sort of discovering the challenge, Peter was already out there in the world solving that problem. And Peter, you always tell this story about, and I think it's mostly your lived experience, about how the world has evolved the product, kind of the product distribution tool set. And it's not just a spreadsheet, although in a lot of cases it is and was. But I if I can prompt you to kind of tell that story, I always love to hear that.
Sure. So with the starting point being the need for retailers to receive useful product information to help the retailer sell products online. And not just, as you mentioned before, John, not just the supply chain data for weights and measures, and really the stuff that the information that's just an expediter for the physical supply chain. But if we look at the comprehensive data that's needed for retailers to be able to sell effectively online, that they receive from their suppliers, I'll walk you through kind of my generational view of the solutions that have been out there.
And one question, just your perspective.
Yeah.
I think all of that, we used to draw a very bright line between what was, quote, supply chain or the logistics side, mm-hmm. and what was other product information. So the marketing team in a brand or in a company would always be kind of distant from the supply chain folks. So the supply chain folks were measuring and weighing the object, and the marketing people were taking the fancy picture and writing the fancy copy. Just before you dive in, is it your view that all of that is starting to come together, or are we still drawing really bright artificial lines between what a product weighs and what a product is about?
No, without kind of reading the last page of the novel for you first. We are moving in that direction toward optimizing the entire process for suppliers and for retailers, from being able to organize content effectively and provide a single version of the truth. Because as you alluded to, there are multiple contributors to any comprehensive product information set. So any product has engineering specs, it has marketing copy, it has pictures, it's got other information as well that's coming from different sources within the organization. And so it's a key point, because as I go through the generations, it hasn't been addressed effectively until recently, and I'll talk about it. That is kind of where we've come to and how we're optimizing the process overall.
Yeah, cool. And I kind of look at the supply chain going forward, or that we're really participating in today, is it's just this massive stream of information. And if you're a regulator, so a governmental typically body, you reach into that stream of product information, you pull out the pieces you want. If you're a logistics company and you need to know how to cube out a truck, you reach into that stream and you pull out the pieces that you want. Mm-hmm. And so I think you're quite right to point at there's so many different contributors. There's always so many different consumers of that. It could be a regulatory body. It could be a governmental global trade organization that needs to know what's coming into the port in San Francisco and how do we think about that. But also that we need to know where that thing is headed and append the right information and keep that flowing throughout the chain. And it breaks down in so many places today.
Yes. Yeah. And it's what you always talk about in terms of the evolution past the linear supply chain, you know, to all the different groups that need the content, all the different pieces of information that they need. So it's a more complex, it's funny, the needs are more complex. I think we have gotten to a better spot with how to address it. You know, so the complexity was greater on the ability. It was more difficult to address even simpler needs, and 10 years ago, and now as the needs have become more complex, we've become better at solving those simpler needs, but also the more complex needs going forward, so that we can really scale this thing out to where the digital supply chain is going.
Yeah, I agree. And I do think you, and sorry to delay the open here, but I do think you have a very interesting perspective. You're really not that old, but the industry has changed so much in such a short period of time. And so from your perspective, you know, what are those buckets of or tranches of modernization that have taken place, even in your short career?
Sure. So if we go back to what the objective should be, the objective is to, as quickly and efficiently, deliver product content, comprehensive product content from supplier to retailer or to selling channel or to just any receiver as effectively as possible to meet the needs of anybody that's receiving the content. So so let me take you through kind of what I've seen in terms of the generations. A decade ago, as I said before, if we get past just the supply chain data and we go to the need for that more comprehensive data set that allows a retailer to represent products effectively online on behalf of their suppliers, we see a kind of a first generation of focusing on the different requirements that each retailer has and focusing on addressing those. And while that's great, there needs to be a way for a supplier to efficiently address those needs. And in the, we'll say the first generation of syndication or content syndication providers, what they lacked is an easy process for suppliers to organize and update their and coordinate their content effectively. And from experience, it would take weeks and months for content to even get uploaded into a platform in order to be organized in the first place, so that you can then match that content against what the retailer's requirements are and then deliver the content to the retailer. Okay. And retailers weren't doing their suppliers any favors. They had their specific requirements, and they didn't care how long it took for content to get over to them. They just wanted to ensure that the content that they got was correct. So they weren't doing anything to help their suppliers get content to them in an efficient manner. So, and there weren't really solutions out there to help organize and transform or adjust the content to meet the retailer's requirements in an efficient manner. So that was kind of the first generation. So even getting content uploaded and organized was the challenge. Slowed down the process, kind of wrecked the speed to market, and caused a lot of inefficiency for both the supplier and for the retailer. The second generation, if we moved to that, was really focused on the front end of the process of providing an easy process, an easy workflow for suppliers or manufacturers to get their content uploaded into a platform in the first place. So we saw some neat user interfaces in order to do that. Now, these solutions, where they were limited is providing a comprehensive product information management solution so that you're moving toward having that single version of the truth that you can then utilize as your foundation to get content out to your retailers effectively and meet all their needs. So while there was efficiency in getting content uploaded in the first place, they weren't really effective solutions at organizing content effectively and taking in content effectively from different sources within a company, like we mentioned before, from engineering, from marketing, from other groups, and providing that single version of the truth. And so we take this through the process of getting content from the supplier to the retailer, to the selling channel. The first process is uploading and organizing. Great. We kind of resolve that with this second generation of solutions. Two, validating content against retailer requirements. Still not effectively handled. And some solutions didn't offer any validation whatsoever. And the ones that did, didn't really offer an efficient solution for helping to manage validations against retailer requirements and just meet the retailer requirements overall. And then the last component of this, the last step of the process, is actually delivering the content to the retailer. And as most of us who are listening to this probably know, every retailer has their own process for taking in content. And so it's an incredibly complex endeavor to handle that. And most solutions out there, just what they would do is just export a file out that the manufacturer, the supplier, would then have to take and carry through to that last step of the process of getting the content actually submitted to the retailer, whether it was to a vendor portal, multi-item ad, single item ad, whether it's via email or whether it's through an API, however they need to get it over to them. That was the responsibility then back to the supplier to do that. So that's kind of the second generation. So we see a couple weaknesses there in terms of organizing the content effectively, validating the content effectively, and then syndicating the content out and handling all that work on that end. And that's not to be downplayed at all, because if we think about that, if every retailer has a different process and I, the supplier, have to take care of that myself, that's a ton of manual effort my part. So that's
it's a ton of manual effort, and manufacturers then deselect retailers, because for every retailer they add in the scenarios you're teeing up, that's more labor, that's more cost, that's more overhead. And so you really end up with big brands who have a very limited global distribution, because the ability to share that information in different languages with different requirements, you just can't deal with that from a human team perspective.
Right. Well, we've got that great anecdote from a manufacturer that we came across in the past that limited their number of selling channels because of the manual effort involved in actually syndicating content out. So they would limit the number of retailers that they would work with because the process was so cumbersome for syndicating content effectively out to their out to those selling channels. It's crazy, just limited their ability to grow their business.
So where are we headed, and are we in that that third stage, or is that still yet to come?
No, I think where we've taken it is we've progressed in. So if we talk about the shortcomings in the prior generations of these platforms, it's in getting content organized effectively so you have that single version of the truth that you can riff off of and you can expand off of and meet all your selling channels requirements off of. It's validating content effectively and efficiently against each retailer's requirements. And then that last aspect of the submission process of pushing out and submitting accurate, complete content according to each retailer or each selling channel's requirements, and then providing a feedback loop on that all to one place is where we get to this this ultimately very productive, very efficient, very streamlined and effective solution for suppliers and for retailers who have suppliers who are getting them content more quickly, accurately, and completely. So that's where we are moving to, and certainly what our objective is.
Yeah, and I think what's driving all of this, people often will provide shorthand in the supply chain space and say, well, it's e-commerce that's driving all of this. And I don't agree with that. What I think has happened is that consumers expect to be able to pick up their phone and interrogate a product at whatever level of detail they feel like interrogating at the moment. So on their time, with their agenda. So not even the retailer agenda for what product attributes are important, but the consumer agenda for what is important. A retailer might say, you know what, genetically modified information, ingredient information, isn't important to us as a retail store. Well, it may not be important to you, but for a subset of your customer base, it's really important. And so I think as you talk about this third wave, this third generation of systems that we're entering into, is that retailers and suppliers are starting to recognize that it's not e-commerce, quote unquote, that's driving the need for more information more efficiently. It's consumers saying, hey, I'm not going to buy your product if I can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I kid, you haven't been in this industry all that long, but it is sort of stunning to me that we've gone through the number of changes we have in a short period of time. I do think, and we should map this out someday, it'd be kind of fun to look at the timeline of digital product information. My research says that it was about 1972 with the invention of the barcode that both retailers and suppliers, manufacturers, started to focus on product information. So digital product information. And they had to do it because to produce a barcode, to create some efficiency at checkout, you needed some level of digital information. How do I identify digitally a pack of Wrigley's gum, which for those of you trivia buffs, it was a pack of Wrigley gum, a 10-pack, that was the first scanned item. Actually, if you give me a second, I'll figure out where. I think it was at a now defunct grocer called Marsh's somewhere in Ohio in 1972. So between 1972, which for me wasn't all that long ago, and today, we've gone through three pretty massive shifts in the distribution of product content.
Definitely.
So where do you think we're going, and are we there yet?
Well, we're getting there because what we're resolving is the front end, the ability to manage content effectively for organizations. And there's a whole, you know, there's a whole industry built out for technology providers that assist manufacturers, retailers, any company with organizing effectively their product information. So they do that within the four walls of their organization effectively, but as far as syndicating content out, how do they do that? And I think that those best in breed solutions for organizing content recognize how dynamic and how complex the syndication of content is and how it's a different set of challenges in order to address that effectively. So they have they've begun to work with Venzee to just handle the syndication component And the effective aspect of that is that we focus on transforming content effectively to meet selling channels requirements, and then submitting that content all through a single integrated workflow. So you get the best, it's a sales pitch here, but you do get the best in breed solution regarding organizing content effectively, and then syndicating the content and meeting your selling channels needs effectively. So you've got two core competencies that are addressed by the organizations that are solely focused on those things, as opposed to saying, we can try to, because we've seen that. We've seen some providers do syndication and try to do PIM ineffectively. We've seen some folks try to do syndication effectively as a legacy PIM provider, hasn't worked out well. So I think we're moving to a point where we both stay in our lane effectively and provide an integrated solution that serves the customer twice as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think you were a worthy sales guy if you didn't get that pitch in there. So well done.
Yeah.
Well done. I don't know where we are on time. I'm guessing we don't have a lot of time left, but let me ask you this. Are you optimistic? Do you think that the parts and pieces, as you've talked about, coming together and progressing us from one era to the next in distribution, are we at a point where the parts and the pieces have come together, and are you optimistic?
I am, very much so. And why I am optimistic is because this need, this industry has matured enough so that there's a better understanding from manufacturers, from retailers, from everybody involved in it on what they're looking to accomplish. I think 5 years ago, there was a lot of confusion around product syndication and what it meant and who could do it and what was effective. And there are a lot of people, when you mention data inside a large company, there are a lot of people that hold up their hands and say, yeah, that's my responsibility, right? So there was a lot of people bumping into each other. There were a lot of different stakeholder groups within organizations that limited the ability to provide an enterprise-wide streamlined approach to organizing, transforming, and syndicating product information and grasping the needs of the digital supply chain. And so I think those headwinds related to the confusion have decreased. And the need certainly hasn't gone away, but I think some of the inefficiencies have been identified. And so I think there's a common objective of most everybody that we talk to and most everybody out there to get on the same page with the solution. So I'm pretty optimistic that the inefficiencies have been addressed, the needs have been addressed, there's less confusion about what this really means. So suppliers are investigating solutions and retailers are investigating solutions more effectively than they were.
That's all really good to hear, Peter. Thank you so much for being on this episode with us. I love leaving everybody on this positive note of where we're moving toward in the future. We hope that you'll join us again for another episode. And I hope all you listeners out there really enjoyed listening to content distribution, where we came from, where we are today, and where we're headed in the future. All positive things. Thank you all for listening, and we'll be back again with another episode of Rethinking Supply Chain very soon.
Thank you for listening to the Rethinking Supply Chain podcast. It's brought to you by Venzee, intelligent product content distribution for enterprise commerce. Learn more and say hello to us at venzee.com. That's VENZEE.com.